Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 24th edition. Hope you all had a good Tuesday. Fun 10-game Tuesday slate for us. Interesting offensive spots. Bayo came through again, 20-plus points, coming at $6,300. We'll continue to play that game over and over again. Erod was good until he screwed it up in the end. Alex Cobb was a nice one in there, and Dane Dunning was your surprise pitcher of the day for the most part. But tons and tons of fun. We'll get at it again here on a Wednesday, 8-game main slate. There's a 5-game early slate. You can check out, of course, 2 games, 6:30 slate. And then the 8-game main slate starting a little bit after 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDNTrick. Most importantly, you can find my cheat sheet and my access in the Discord over at Game of the Edge Fantasy on Patreon, patreon.com/GTFantasy. For you podcast listeners, Benched with Bubba had a new episode on Tuesday with Mike Kurland. A lot of great stuff there. Love Bubba and the Bloom on Thursday. You got this podcast all the time. You got Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast, and you have the First Pitch podcast. So tons there, tons of written content. Check it all out on Twitter at BDNTrick. All right, 8-game slate. Let's get in and out here. Get to the totals real quick, and there'll be lots of offense, by the way. Orioles, Yankees, 8.5. Padres, Nationals, 9.5. Dodgers, Braves, 9. Mets, Cubs waiting on a total there. Tigers, Royals, 9. Marlins, Rockies, 11. Red Sox, Angels, 9. A's, Mariners, 8. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the current 7 totals are 9 or higher. Yes, get your bats ready, folks. Pitching-wise, the most popular play on the slate should be and deserves to be, and I don't care what his chalk is Bryce Miller at $10,100 at home against the Seattle Mariners, I mean, against the Oakland Athletics, an Oakland Athletics team that's just been sliced and diced time and time again. And Miller has just been outstanding this year, at least 6 innings in every start. Gave 3 runs in his last start against the Braves. That's the most he's given up in any start. He only gave up 1 total coming into that. He has 2 walks on the entire season with 22 strikeouts. He's been great, absolutely outstanding. And he takes on an A's team that you can pick apart. In the month of May, they are striking out 27.4% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 210 average and a 137 ISO. So Miller's 10-1. He should be more than that on this slate. He is by far the easiest pitcher to click yes on. So I will have plenty of Bryce Miller on this one. Kota Senga at $9,200. When I recorded on Tuesday for Monday night for Tuesday's show, he was scheduled to start. He got pushed back to Wednesday. He's in play for you at $9,200. It's a Cubs team we've talked about on yesterday's show. They strike out a ton, 26% K rate versus righties, hit 231, but they have a 152 ISO, tons of power there. We saw Matt Mervis take Miguel deep. We saw Christopher Morel hit his like 9th home run of the season already. He's over in 5 straight games on Tuesday. So they got tons of power, but a boatload of swing and miss. So Kota Senga at 92 is in play for you. Like me, some James Paxton, $8,900. His velocity is up. He's made 2 starts since coming off the IL. He's pitched a total of 11 innings, 2 earned runs or less in each start, 3 total runs allowed. 14 Ks in those 11 innings, at least 20 points in both starts. That's at San Diego and home against the Cardinals. The Cardinals team is good against left-handed pitching. Now you get the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and this is a team that, to say they're on the struggle bus is putting nicely. They did win 4-0 on Tuesday. A couple, they hit some home runs. That was good for them. But as a whole, 22.4% K rate versus lefties in the month of May, 259 average and a .094 ISO versus left-handed pitching. So James Paxton, really solid play at $8,900. I already like the idea of pairing up Miller and Paxton and going at it and seeing what happens in that one. If you're looking for some value on this slate, it's murky, to say the least. You can potentially look to play Matthew Boyd at $7,400 against Kansas City. You got Nasty Nestor at 81. But for me, it's pretty much play Bryce Miller. You can play Kota Senga and James Paxton. Those are 3 guys I'm looking at on the slate. That's the main targets for me when it comes to pitching on this 8-game slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, let's talk about hitting. And I told you there'll be plenty when you have like 5 of the 7 totals already of 9 or higher. You're going to have a ton of offense on this slate. So let's get at it. Catcher's position for you here. The Braves-Dodgers game wouldn't surprise me if it goes off. I'm not going to look to target it, but it's not bad. I'd rather go like Salvi Perez at $5,200 versus Matt Boyd. That is an option for you. You got Cal Raleigh versus Waldichuk. Seattle's 100% in play yet again. He's $4,800 versus Waldichuk. So I like that quite a bit. Below 4K, you can look at the likes of Nick Fortes. If he's starting in Coors at $3,100, he's there for you. Matt Theis probably wasn't playing versus the left. You'll probably get Wallach in that regard. Like Connor Wong going up against Tyler Anderson, $2,600. This Boston offense came into LA swinging really, really good bats. They've been shut down on back-to-back nights. Hopefully Tyler Anderson can change that. So Connor Wong at 26 would be an interesting target for you. If Tom Murphy starts for Seattle, I like him versus left-handed pitching. He's $2,500. Jacob Stallings, he caught Monday. Fortes caught Tuesday. So I'm guessing Stallings catches on Wednesday in Coors at $2,500. So he'd be a value for you as well. So you have a couple of value options there at the catcher's position, or you just pay up for the big boys. First base position for you, you got Freeman versus Elder if you want. Olsen versus Gonsolin, both are fine if you choose to go that route. Or you can just go out to Anthony Rizzo at 51. Garrett Cooper, who went deep on Tuesday, he's 5K versus Kauffman. Miami should be worth a look again on this slate. Farther down, Vinny Pascantino at 41 if you want to target Matt Boyd. I don't mind the lefty-lefty crime. That's just fine. Down farther, though, you got like Joey Meneses versus the lefty Weathers at 3K. That's on the table for you. What is Weathers' price, by the way? 7K, man. That's steep. That's a little steep. We'll see. We'll see what the lineups look like for Washington if you need a punt, but that would be your guy if you need to. But Meneses at 3K is in play. If Yuli Gurriel cracks the Miami lineup, he was in the lineup on Tuesday. He's only 3K versus Kauffman as well, so he'd be an interesting value. You got Spencer Torkelson at 27. He's getting a $300 pay cut to face Zach Greinke. So Torque is a value for you at $2,700. Matt Mervis at 24, if you want to punt. We've talked about him a few times now. So he went deep on Tuesday night. He'd be worth a look for you as well. Second base position, Luis Arraez in Coors at 57. Yeah, but you want to go cheaper. Christopher Morel is $4,900. That's just fine. You got Albies at 47. But Morel's your dude up there. Zach McKinstry is down to $3,900. He's second base, third base, leading off for the Tigers versus Greinke. So he's an option for you. Like the Tigers will still be in play. They disappointed on Tuesday, but another great chance against Greinke to get right and get you some value. Harold Castro and Coors at $2,900 versus Alcantara. Totally fine with that. Valdez of Boston is $2,800 versus Anderson. He could be a value for you. Our buddy Caballero got the day off on Tuesday. He's second base shortstop. He's $2,600 for Waldichuk. I expect him to be back in the lineup versus the lefty Waldichuk. So Caballero would be a really nice value on this slate. Third base position for you. You got Rafael Devers versus Anderson at 59 is fine. Totally fine. McMahon and Coors at 5K versus Alcantara is okay as well. You got Birdie and Coors. But Eugenio Suarez versus a lefty at $4,400. We like that. We mentioned Zach McKinstry already. He's second base, third base at $3,900. Another guy to look at. Going cheaper, though. If you want to target Weathers, Candelario is $3,200. I'm just kind of torn on the Weathers targets. He's been decent, but not great. He's been known to blow up in the past. You got Nick Maton at $2,700 versus Greinke. So the Tigers look to be the early value on this slate. We'll see what the other positions hold. But that seems to be the angle to go to if you just want to say screw it and punt with like a mini stack. Get some pay-up spots at bats and pitchers. Shortstop position for you, Bobby Witt Jr. at 54 versus Boyd. That's not too shabby. Jorge Mateo against Cortez at 49. You got Birdie, like I mentioned. Javi Baez is $4,600. He's been playing decent of late. So he'd be another target for you. Anthony Volpe at $4,100, preferably if he's hitting at the top of the order. Don't like him as much at the bottom, but could be a tournament viable play for you. Joey Wendell's back. If he's in the Miami lineup, he's 3K versus Kauffman. That's a nice punt situation at $3,000. Mentioned our boy Caballero. He's second base shortstop at 26. I'll definitely have Caballero in my lineup tonight on Wednesday night. Other than that, that is it. 8-game slates moving on right through this bad boy. Outfield position, you got Acuna Jr. at 64. He's, like I say, every slate, I don't care. He's in play. Judge went deep again on Tuesday as he's really heating up. He's fit 62 versus Wells. San Diego's a really solid play versus Trevor Williams. I didn't mention many of their guys. They're priced up, so maybe they won't be highly rostered, which so when we see a lineup on Wednesday, maybe they move up my like list. But they are facing Trevor Williams, so it is a great spot for San Diego. So guys like Tatis at 61, Soto at 58 are both really, really good looks for you. J-Rod at 59 versus Waldichuk. J-Rod's been struggling a ton, but you know, it'd be nice if he woke up here one of these days. Jorge Soler went deep on Tuesday's $5,500 versus Coffin and Coors. That's great because he's swinging a hot, hot bat. Christopher Morel at 49, Riley Green at 48, both in play. I prefer Morel, obviously, but if you're stacking Detroit, Riley Green is not a bad look for you. JD Martinez went deep again on Tuesday. He is really heating up. He's $4,700 versus Elder. Jared Kelnick, his last two starts versus lefties, he went deep in both starts. He gets Waldichuk on Wednesday. He's $4,600, so he's another one to keep in mind. Anthony Santander, switch hitting, $4,300 versus Cortez. Not horrible. I do like me some Jerks and Profar at $4,200. That seems like a decent price tag against Alcantara. Seiya Suzuki, if you're fading Senga, it's $4,100. That's a great price tag. Suzuki, he's raking. He strikes out a ton, but he is raking. He had 333 over his last 10 games, averaging over 12 points per game. Put up 16 more points on Tuesday night. Really, really swinging it well. Cody Senga, he was great in his last start, but he's had a lot of hiccups as well. So I like him on this slate because pitching options aren't great. And what we saw last time when they strikeout skills that the Cubs provide, we did mention the power as well. So like Morels and Suzuki's and stuff do come in, especially at $4,100 for Suzuki's is a nice price tag. Lane Thomas at 41, I like a lot. We've seen him improve in the month of May, and most of his improvements have come versus left-handed pitching. So Lane Thomas at $4,100 against the lefty Weathers, this would be the time to use him if you're going to. Brian De La Cruz is still far too cheap. He's $4,000 in Coors versus Kauffman. You continue to play Brian De La Cruz. He keeps the hit streaks going. Yeah, it snapped on Sunday at 14 games. Part of that, he's hitting both games in Coors. You just jump back on the train. De La Cruz at 4K versus Kauffman. Lock in cash. Really good tournament play. I don't care the chalk. You can differentiate elsewhere. He brings a great floor with a nice ceiling to play in Brian De La Cruz at $4,000. Harrison Bader went deep on Tuesday. He's 38 versus Wells. Don't mind that. Britton Doyle against Alcantara at 37. If you want to go with a little Colorado action, don't mind that with Doyle. Going down to the low threes now into the twos. It's getting a little murky. Mickey Moniak won't start versus the lefty. He'll be sitting. Taylor Ward might actually return to the lineup. That would be interesting to see since he's been out for at least three straight games. Eddie Rosario at 27 versus Gonsolin. Not a bad value in that one. Trent Grisham's been horrible. Rougned Odor, they're both cheap down here if you want to go with some cheap Padres. Akil Baddoo at 25, not bad versus Greinke if you're stacking. Vierling would be the guy I'd rather have at $2,400, but they're both values in Detroit with Vierling and Baddoo if you want one of those two, if not both. And then other than that, I'd need to see some lineups because there's like Mike Tauchman's been playing a bunch. He's $2,200 for Senga. He put up 9 points tonight or on Tuesday night, put up 9 points in a start prior to that. He's basically free. So $2,200 for Talkman. We know he's got some serious power with a little bit of speed as well. So he could be worth a just like a YOLO punt play on this one. Recapping your pitching on this quick eight-game slate, Bryce Miller, 10-1. Kodai Senga, 92. James Paxton, 89. If I'm making a single entry or even cash, it's Bryce Miller and James Paxton. Bats on this slate. Baltimore, New York, yeah, he could. I think San Diego versus Trevor Williams is very nice. Very, very nice. Detroit versus Greinke is in play for you. Same side, Casey versus Boyd's not bad either. That could be like one of your sneakier game stacks potentially. Going on to some other ones, Miami against Kauffman is very nice. Don't mind a sneaky Colorado versus Alcantara because most just won't fade Alcantara. Boston versus Anderson I like a lot. And then love me Seattle versus Wallachuk. Seattle's my favorite stack on the slate. Once again, we'll go right back to that one, but many other ways to go on the slate. So you can easily get in whatever values you want. You can take some chalk and differentiate pretty easily when there's so many talented offenses, or if you want the other half of the spectrum, so many bad pitchers on Wednesday. You can definitely make things happen. So once again, I'm on Twitter at BDentrek, BDENTREK. If you have any questions, hit me up there or check me out in the Gaining the Edge Fantasy Discord as well. And I'll be back with you guys on Thursday with more MLB DFS Quick Hits. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 24th edition. I'm out.
Start battery month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select SuperStart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.